It is, stop laughing. June 1st, 2017. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 62. And Dave's trying. How's everybody doing today?
Hey.
Happy
Covfefe
Day.
Welcome, Ryan.
I knew that would be it.
It's Covfefe Day.
What's that?
Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Okay, so last week we talked about graduation because it was about graduation time. This week is a new, it's a new week. New things are happening. Anything come to mind with you guys and be like, that sparked a really interesting question in my mind. Or no.
It's a whole new world.
Why do you sound like you're in a basement?
I know. Like, not a, like a, you need to put up that foam stuff so it sounds great in your basement.
What's wrong? Doesn't sound bad, does it?
Yeah,
it totally.
Sounds like ass.
It's very like, echoey today.
It sounds like someone's yelling into Ryan's ass. Very echoey and like a hallway.
Or not in the good
sounds
way.
Like, yeah. I'm imagining you're exploring the sewer system.
Okay, how's that? Better?
Just make splashing noises.
Yeah, that's
yeah whatever you did, that's good. Fuck, would you turn off echo? I had echo turned off.
Sorry, I didn't know.
I got a new job coming up, so that's kind of interesting.
Interesting. Here's what I heard him say.
I got a new job coming up.
Well, maybe he does have a new job. Okay, so since we're talking about jobs, I don't know if we've talked about before, but what is your ideal job? If you could do one job in your life and you get paid for it, what would it be? Now, within the realm of reason, we can't all be like sports stars or astronauts or whatever. Something you could do in everyday life if you put your mind to it that you think you could get paid for that would be awesome, that you would love to do. What do you think?
Ryan, you go first since you're the one getting the new job.
I kind of actually like the stuff I do. So I'm trying to think of something that's not what I do, because I do like the program. That's
this
kinda
fucking
fun.
Guy. I have the best life. I do exactly what I
want to do.
And I have sex whenever I want.
Your fucking dream job. Not your
and
fucking
only
you, like,
20, 22 hours in a day.
Well, like, think about it. Like, okay, so I'll think about it a little harder. But the thing is, a lot of jobs that are... Some jobs are dumb, even though they might be someone else's dream job, is all I'm saying.
What does that have to do with anything?
So my point is, don't judge my dream job if it happens to be something that's rather normal.
Are you preempting saying that you don't want us to make fun of you for what you're going to pick? Or
no, no, I'm defending my previous
thing. Hold on.
It's reasonable for someone to like, you know, building stuff as their job.
Sure.
Okay.
But we're talking about your dream job. Something you one thing to do and it would make you happy every day. You think going to work would make you happy every day.
You'd have to limit it to two, maybe three jobs.
Adam, you could start.
I could.
Okay.
Yeah, someone else go, because this is a tough one.
I know it's a tough one.
All right,
I'll
Dave
go.
Two. Dave Two, what do you got?
All right. A TV/movie critic.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Siskel/Ebert.
Sure.
But TV too? I can
but
see
that. TV too. Yeah, I got to... Well, these days, you got to cover both spectrums if you want to get paid.
I got to get paid.
Right, so that's why you have to be both. You have to make sure you're both gay and straight porn.
Yep, exactly.
That's cool, Dave. Whatever you want to do,
nope,
I will
not
judge
here to
you.
Judge.
Just the critic kind of gay porn.
Right, just like you critic. Know what? I like the way that it was shot.
Dave, it's not gay if you're in the corner. I'm just saying.
My friend Adam has once said, there's a bunch of dudes doing it, and he's in the corner masturbating. That is not gay because he might be thinking about girls.
I completely agree with this subject.
So, Dave,
100%.
What? How do you see your days playing out, and what would you do to make a living? And why is this amazing for you?
It's amazing because I like pretty much all genre of TV, almost all. So I could stand a lot of it. You know, I might have a problem with shows like Pretty Little Liars, but if I was forced to have to watch it, I would.
Dave, can you name any of the characters in Pretty Little Liars?
No.
You're such a liar. You watch that show constantly. I fucking know it.
Dude, there's the one that's pretty in Little Liars. Liar. Everybody knows that.
I don't have that station. Maybe. And then I enjoy most movies, even musicals at times. So... You know, I think I could do it. I would need some practice with my writing, but I could do it.
Okay.
You know?
Cool. Good answer. I like it. I like it. Anybody else got one?
Adam, would you deliver things?
Hell,
but just in like a nicer truck?
Hell no.
What would you do?
Just like a really nice truck. Oh no, Dave's gone.
What happened to Dave?
He gave his answer. He's not here. I'm here.
He's like, I'm going to go be a critic right now. Click.
Adam, go. Tell me what you got.
I'd like to do something creative. So my...
print things in
3D. Yeah, that would be fun, I think.
You haven't said anything yet.
Dave said print things in 3D, which I'm kind of going to school for, so I think that would be cool. But I want to do something even cooler than that and do, like, I don't know, armor mold or, like cosplay molding or stuff like that.
Sure.
So you could 3D print with cosplay shit and... I got no passion for this yet, but...
That's the point. You're supposed to have a passion for it already.
It's a niche. I don't like the cosplay. I would rather just make the shit and, like, have other people wear it. Okay. So.
All right. That's a good answer. Dave, you got anything?
For as long as possible, it's just I would write draw comic books. That would be the thing I would do if I could keep myself on task. Like, that's my problem, is, like, when it comes to I am my worst critic when it comes to my art of drawing and stuff like that.
Nah, I'm your worst critic, man.
Right,
Dan? Nah, I'm just kidding.
Like, I wouldn't say forcing myself anymore, like, at least every other day or something like that, I probably write out, you know, like, come up with a short story that I write out. It may be like half a page to 2 pages at most, but I'll just come up with an idea or something that I find funny. Because, as I've said, I come up with weird, messed up ideas, and I go like, "Hey, that's a cool idea," and I have no idea how to make it longer than about 2 pages or 3 pages. So,
15-minute mysteries,
right? Like writing short stories and stuff, and I think it's. So making a comic book, but so I would basically need someone to say, like, "Hey, I need you to give me deadlines or make deadlines for myself. I'm bad at making deadlines for myself."
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Interesting.
My Ryan answer, top two would also be to own a comic and game shop. So then, you know, you could come there and pimp your comics.
I love this world we're building. It's amazing. Ryan, do you pick anything besides coding?
No, I have a
coding
a
while
more,
getting blowjobs.
I have a more.
He was writing a bunch of stuff down. You could tell.
No, no. I think about these deeply. These questions, and this one's a complicated one. And I have a more Ryan answer than the pseudo Ryan answer. So
if it's not D&D with strippers, I don't accept the answer.
That's a pretty good one. So. There's a couple different ways to look at it. One I was thinking is there's the possibility you have a job where you actually don't actually have to work that hard, and when you're not working, you can kind of do whatever you want. So that would be the kind of clerk/ you know, comic book store that's not that busy where you just fuck around with your friends type. So there's something interesting there for sure.
So, like, owned a store where you had to make one sale a month and the rest of the time it didn't matter?
Right, but then it's sort of like more of a, I don't know if it's kind of cheating the answer, but it's kind of interesting as well. Then the other one that is interesting is jobs that are meaningful, so they impact the world in a positive way. So perhaps something where you help, you know, help people to be better, you know, help people that are in trouble, help kids, help whatever. I think a job like that could be fulfilling, you know what I mean?
Giving people AIDS.
Not so much.
Eight.
And then
he meant to say eight.
The other thing the other thing I think is interesting is a job where you can, like, you know, be healthy in your job. So, like, one where you get exercise and get outside. So it might be fun to do something like be like a wilderness guide or something, or a fishing guide, or, you know, where you go out and you take people out somewhere and show them around, and you get outside, you get exercise. You get to do things that would kind of be sort of vacation-like, but you're helping other people vacation. I could see that being kind of an interesting gig. So there's a bunch of different ways to approach it.
Okay, and which one would you pick?
Man, that was so Ryan answered.
What the fuck?
We had pretty good, you know, straight concrete type things. And Ryan's like,
That says a lot about Ryan and everybody else.
Right. Because it's not about, like, the thing. It's about the feeling of the thing.
That's true.
You know, I think maybe I could... Maybe if it was, like, a wilderness guide that helps, you know, unfortunate people, that has long breaks where you don't have anything to do, so you can just do whatever the fuck you want while hanging out with friends. So, like, the combination of them makes for the perfect job.
Yep, I can see that. Okay.
I got a second one. No, I'm
kidding. All right.
Just kidding.
Well, you don't have to.
Chris, what about you there, buddy?
What do you got?
My factors or segues kind of from Ryan's is I would like to find a way to make a living off hanging out and having fun with my friends. So that's what I like to do. If I could once a week or twice a week or three times a week spend 6-7 hours with my friends just hanging out doing what we want to do and somehow make a living out of it, that's ideal. Honestly.
So the comic book store idea, the comic book and game store, telling
you. Yeah, but you need to actually like have a business model and sell shit.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Not if we're rich. Like if we won the lottery, fuck it. Buy a comic book store and we could all hang out like all day.
That's different. That's not really making a living. That's just sitting around off your earnings from winning the lottery.
You would be making a living as you would entertain me because I would be wealthy. I'd be like, Ryan, I've hidden something in the middle of the woods. You have 12 hours to find it.
Here is your clue.
You'd have to go out in the woods and try and figure out where it is.
Yeah.
And if you don't, your child will expire. Ooh.
I think the interesting thing about this is that there is the question of, like, there's a question of what would you do if you didn't have to work? And that's kind of, I'm all about just hanging out and doing fun stuff. But it's just hard to turn that, it is hard to say, like, it's hard to say that's a job, you know what I mean?
Well, some people do it with entertainment and stuff like that. I mean, if you think of comics, a lot of what comics do is they hang around with their friends and they make jokes. Now, they write a lot, they work on it, they craft a lot, but at the end, they're just hanging out with their friends telling jokes and shit.
Yep.
True.
All right. What, Adam?
Sorry. I've often thought of, like, buying a warehouse and, like, converting it into, like, some sort of amusement park just for the fun of it. And I don't know what I would do, just like trampoline, like rock climbing, like
I gotta see something like that.
But you could do some cool ass shit there.
Like I could see Ryan being like a drug dealer there,
like Heisenberg style, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, like
out, like just kind of agree.
How do you write code system to make drugs?
Right. There'd be cool like computer drugs.
So my next question is how do we make this happen? Like if we wanted to, you could very easily go get a business loan and open a comic book shop and create up a business plan and try to do it. If you wanted to, you could say, Chris, write me something once a week about a comic and I'll fucking draw the page, and once a week we'll do this shit and after a year we'll have a comic book. Or Adam, you could buy a warehouse, or Ryan, you could do all the touchy feely shit you said. This could work. It can happen, but is it what stops people from doing what they want to do? Because I've been getting into this whole thing about there's only so many years on the planet, and how much of it do you want to spend doing something you don't really like doing? Because as much as I love my job, and as much as I get, I'm helping people, it's not what I want to do. I don't want to go there for 6-7 hours a day and just sit around and do, you know, do my thing. Okay, 5 hours, Dave, stop it.
Right, I was going to say, like 6-7, come on, what imaginary world are we living in?
But you know what I mean? Because everybody does this. I mean, what's that quote that most men live lives of quiet desperation where they just go to job, they do their work. It's what we were told, what we grew up with, just fucking just go, make a living, put food on the plate for your family. And then you look back and you're 65 and you're like, I didn't really do what I wanted to do in my life. So how do you make the two jive? And what do we do about it?
Well, I think you have
to. If I knew that answer, I wouldn't be.
You have to figure out how to live with less Vicarious. Than your means, because you wouldn't be making it. You couldn't make as much as everyone makes at the beginning. You'd have to learn to live with way less, and that's sometimes you like comfort is kind of important to me. I like to be comfortable. I like the things to, you know, to be the way they are. I like to be able to go and do the things I want to do when I want to do them. If all of a sudden I'm doing this thing that I'm making, you know, half as much as I make, life would just get like significantly harder, and that the stressful part is like it basically. I'm not saying that it would be easier when you're younger, but I think it would be easier when you don't have to.
I've thought of that too. I consider it a cop out. You know why? Because you're always going to be able to say that. I mean, eventually, yes, it's easier when you're younger. I completely agree. But if that's your excuse, then you're missing everything, the whole point of it. And I agree with you that being comfortable is really important, and I agree that it's really hard. So are you saying it's like a risk-reward kind of thing, and there's not enough reward for this at this point in your life?
Like right now, it feels like I feel like I'm getting enough enjoyment out of making the art I'm making for myself that I feel like I am more creative now because I had to force myself to do things. Like, I feel I'm more creative and I feel better about myself. Just a little bit of extra art I feel like I'm creating right now than I felt in a while, in a good amount of time. So it's nice, like, I don't know, like, I really, like, need more right now. So, like, I don't know exactly what I need. And that's hard for me to say, like, you know, because usually I'm just like, I'm fine. Just my very nature to be like, usually I'm fine.
I think it's expanding your horizons, getting beyond your comfort zone, and taking that risk in that order. Or in any order. I guess.
Those were very high, lofty ideals. Bring it down to earth and tell me what that practically means. Like for
Shut up, Chris.
No, I'm serious. I think you've done a really good job of going at what Dave would say, a very late age, because you're an old
man.
And you've done a good job of actually trying to change things that you weren't maybe probably the best with. You're like, yes, correct. I'm doing this. It's fine, but I'd rather do something else. And you've been going to school. You've been trying to change it, and that's impressive. And so that's what I'm saying. Hard. How do we do that for the world?
I mean,
we could start with ourselves. And if it is like Dave, where he's like, I'm good enough where I am, and what I do on my own at time is makes me plenty happy, that's fine. What Ryan's question would bring would then say, okay, so if you didn't have to work, would you still be going to your job? And I don't know.
And that's what gets a little weird is in some ways, some people are going to have to work and do jobs that aren't dream jobs. And if you make the world be only doing dream jobs, is that actually possible?
Well, will it have to be pretty soon if we have sentient robots doing all the menial work?
That's a different topic, but
it's actually not too much of a different topic. If you think 20 years from now, if your job is outsourced in 20 years, and Dave's job's outsourced, and Adam's and mine, and all our jobs are outsourced in 20 years, and let's say the government for some reason gets it off its ass and says, "Here's your basic standard of living. You can survive off this. You can have a house. You can have food, but you can't have any luxuries." What do you do with your time? What do you do?
Yes, but the reason that's slightly different is that now you have an income, because if you have an income, it becomes a different discussion. Like if you start out saying, let's say you guys had basic income, like what would you do with your free time? It's totally different, because part of the requirement for a job is to pay for your bills, you know, pay for the amount of comfort you want to provide yourself.
Okay.
So there's some range.
I got what you said.
That's where it changes.
So you're kind of like in Dave's camp where it's the risk versus reward, and you need to have something, otherwise you will have nothing. But let's say, bring it back to my other question, the second part of my question, which was, if you want to do this, if the risk is worth it for you, how do you do it while still maintaining your income? You know what I mean? We don't need to say, I'm going to quit my job and buy a comic book shop by going $500,000 in debt. You can say, how can I make small changes that I might want to that are worth the risk that change me in some way? And I don't know the answer. I'm looking for you guys. I'm looking for help. Help me.
I just did it. I said I want to be more creative. And I was, like, forcing myself to draw for like a half hour on without any distractions. I'd be like, I have the internet, I have all this stuff, I'm going to draw for a half hour. If it turns out like crap, hey, that's not what the whole thing was for. It was for me to do it. I was going to write for a half hour. If it turns out crap, hey, that's fine. But I felt like I was able to just feel better. It's like exercising that creative muscle that I wasn't necessarily doing because I could passively just watch some TV or something like that. So that's the positive change I've been trying to make. It's just exercising a different part of my brain. Not the physical body. The body's fine. We all have robots to carry me around in 20 years, Chris says. So
I think exhibit two is fear, right?
Beer?
Fear. No.
Yes.
Oh, fear. I thought he said
beer. Delicious beer. I gotcha. I'm thirsty.
No, it's the fear of taking that step, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, because a lot of people, when they look at it, they think that they have to do wholesale change to be happy. No,
baby steps.
And so that's what we get some fear. But if that's what gives them fear. But if you do the baby steps like Dave was talking about, that helps to kind of bring you along a little bit slower, a little bit towards the end goal.
Dave
starts at a half hour, right? Well, now let's say that half hour turns into an hour, and then he's finding he wants to do it more. He's finding more outlets for his creativity that could then start generating some income that he could start taking a look at, step back from doing something that doesn't make him completely happy into something that does make him happy.
But here's the thing. I'm not hearing what Dave's saying as he's got the first step in the plan to get his dream job. He's saying, here's something I can do now that just makes me happy. It's independent of my job, and it is what it is. It happens to be related to that interest, right? You know, but it's not... I didn't hear it as step one in Dave's comic book shop step and one. Comic book company.
I didn't hear that as either. What I'm saying is taking those small steps such as Dave has taken can help lead to something later on if he chooses to further pursue that. Sure. That's if you know a lot of people, that's what they do, right? They got these economic ties, but they want to, you know, they're fearful of making a wholesale change, but, you know, maybe I'll start selling something on the side, right? And then all of a sudden that turns into a big full-fledged business, and now they need to step away from what they were doing previously to take care of this, and this is what their passion is. For a lot of people, it starts with small steps, but
sure.
A lot of people don't even get to that small step because they're afraid. They're you know, what's sure. going to happen if I go do this? What's going to happen to my debt? What's going to happen to my quality of life? You know, because they're afraid of making that change. There's a documentary about this on Netflix too that Hannah was watching the other night. I have no idea, but it was talking about it was like something about minimalist living. Mm. But it really wasn't minimalist. It was more about living, you know, readjusting their life to live within a means that made them happy. So,
gotcha. Yeah, I think that the tricky sort of dilemma is that sometimes you should go after a dream job, and sometimes you can find happiness in your current place, you know? And it's almost like the advice isn't universal. It's not the same advice for everybody. It's not
definitely,
you know, go get your dream job because that's obviously the right thing. Sometimes it's the best advice is enjoy your life that you have and appreciate the life you have. And, you know, maybe your work, there's a point where your work is just shitty where it's probably worth getting a new job.
What are you talking about? It's the shit.
But you know what I mean? But then there's the point where your job is a pretty good job, and you could have fun at it if you chose to, kind of. And then there's the whole spectrum, you know, to dream job, shitty to dream job, and everywhere in between. And is the right choice to say, all costs go after a dream job, or is the right choice to say, be happy?
Don't worry.
Just with where you're at. You know, be, just try to make the most out of things. So that's where it gets a little weird, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying I should quit my job and immediately open a comic book shop. Sounds good. I'll get on that. You guys come up with a name and we'll get the podcast going.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
I think a comic book shop is a really hard thing to do now.
Yes, oh, it is. Yes, it's extremely hard.
Because you can get your comic books online and stuff like that, and it's same sure thing. There's
game stores are the same way, right? Yep. You can't. Yep. I mean, that's everybody we've talked to said if they don't have tournaments, if they don't foster a area like a atmosphere of this is us, then you don't make money.
Right. Yeah, you have to be running all these special events to get people in there. No, because it is so easy for people just to do stuff online.
Okay, well, enough with that. Everybody be happy with their jobs. What are we going to talk about tonight?
What? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
Go ahead, Dave.
No. There's some... like, one thing that really got me in the hearts is... I was a big SCTV fan when I was a kid and stuff. Saturday Night Live, you know, was that. But the Canadian version of Saturday Night Live, SCTV, where, you know, you had John Candy and Eugene Levy and Rick Moranis and stuff like that, was I loved that show. I thought it was super hilarious. And Bob and Doug McKenzie from The Great White North was one of – and then the movie Strange Brew. That,
one of the most classic cult fiction. Right. Classic movies.
But Rick Moranis, you know, he was in Ghostbusters 2, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, stuff like that. He, like, retired from acting back in, like, 1997. So he was active 20 years.
He retired because his wife was sick?
Yep.
And he said, fuck Hollywood, I'm going to take care of my wife. So he quit.
But, yeah, like the other guy in there that was in the Great White North skit when they played Bob and Doug McKenzie, Dave Thomas, not the Wendy's guy, but Dave Thomas, the other guy, his nephew, like, suffered, like, a spinal cord injury that left him paralyzed. So he's kind of, Rick Moranis is coming out of retirement to do a fundraiser thing up there in the Great White North. Right. So... This could just be a one-off, or it could actually be that, you know, he's thinking of coming back and acting, but, you know,
either way,
time will tell. But that's really cool. You know, after 20 years, you know, your friend needs you, and you just do the thing that you haven't done in 20 years is pretty awesome. Just reminds me of you assholes. If I need to bury a dead body, Chris would be there first. The rest of you would show up. Ryan would be late.
I didn't know what time it was. I don't know what's going on.
Right. Adam would fry the truck, and Dave would man the maps and make sure that we were properly organized to bury this body.
So Rick Morales...
I'll be like, hey, did you get the tarps? Did you get the iodine?
I have buried bodies before. I know what I'm doing. Listen to me. I'm the expert at burying bodies.
Exactly. I buried bodies with my father.
So hang on. Rick Morales is the guy who, in Ghostbusters, was the little dude, right?
Yes, the neighbor.
The fourth, or the fifth Ghostbuster, so to speak.
The fifth Ghostbuster, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I guess you're right. He kind of stopped doing things. And so I assume he just had, like, fuck you money, where he's like, which actually kind of factors into what we started beginning this podcast with, where he's like, right. I've worked, I don't really want to do this anymore, and I have money enough where I don't have to.
Yeah.
I think he made decent off of the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids series.
I'm sure he probably made everything, yeah.
Well, and I mean, Spaceballs... Ghostbusters. Yeah, a lot of residuals on Ghostbusters.
Like, yeah. Like, it says his net worth $10 million, but that's cool that he's like, you know what, $10 million, that's enough money. I could take care of my wife, you know, when she passed away and stuff, and now I'm just going to be a dad, take care of my kids. But they are all grown now, so. But
he's a pretty iconic dude, actually. He just had that
iconic
look that, you know, the quirky scientist, freaky little dude, man. He's a pretty cool dude. He's the kind of guy, he probably drew people to the show just when they saw him in the previews and stuff. They're like, that guy's funny. Let's go see that.
What?
The preview of a movie or a show or whatever.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something very controversial?
Okay.
Sure. Which luckily cannot get me kicked out of the Five Kings, because we can't do that. Once you're in, you're in.
Right.
I did not care for Strange Brew, and I still do not care for Strange Brew.
Is it because Dave and I make references to Strange Brew all the time? Not all the time, but not at all.
Okay. I just remember watching it growing up and thinking, I don't like this. And then I watched it probably about 5 years ago, and I said, I still don't like this.
I don't know what it is. But we also know that you do not enjoy The Godfather. Canadian. You like
I prefer the Money Pit.
Are there any Canadian TV shows / movies that you do like?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Degrassi.
Oh, everybody knows Degrassi.
Everybody loves Degrassi.
Wasn't Stargate filmed in Canada anyway?
Well, if we go our shows that are filmed in Canada, it's like every show is filmed in Canada. It's like if you pick anything from the CW, how do you think they can keep renewing like Supernatural for 14 seasons? It's because it's filmed in Canada.
Everything's filmed in British Columbia.
All right, that's cool. So why is he coming out of retirement? For what? Somebody needs some help?
The guy who is in Strange Brew, his brother, you know, like Bob and Doug McKenzie. Yeah, basically, that guy's nephew, like, got a spinal cord injury and is, like, paralyzed and stuff like that. So it's like they're just helping raise awareness and then, like, raise some money for him and stuff like that. Even though they're in Canada, so he should be fine, taken care of pretty well.
It says that Dan Aykroyd will also be attending.
Yep.
And Paul Schaefer and Eugene Levy. That's kind of cool.
They're all the same time period. So.
Yeah, they're all Canadians. Right. They look.
Eugene Levy? That'd be pretty badass. Like, good combination right there.
Yeah.
Like, Bob Doug and whoever Eugene would play. All right, so what else we got?
Realm of TV, Preacher starting up.
Oh yeah,
season 2.
Is that mid June or end of June?
Yep, June 25th. Yep.
Okay. I at the end of season 1, as disappointed as I was with how they ended it, and I'm sure a lot of people liked it. And I wasn't super interested in watching anymore, cuz I was like, well, a lot of my characters they're just gone. I do say the trailer did a good job making me interested in it again. You know, they're like, hey, look, it's a road trip and fun and yay.
Well, that's what the comic books are, really, right? Yep. They're just the big giant road trip. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Don't they go all over the U.S. or is it just like a southern? I don't know.
It's been a while. They go. If they go through all the seasons, which, you know, I think they will because it had really good ratings, is like it becomes worldwide. They go all over the world.
Cool. Because
they are searching for God.
Oh, yeah. Because he was touched by God.
Yeah, and God left heaven. Because when they called heaven, they were like, hey, you should totally do what we say, because I'm
he's
like...
He's not here.
Oh, that was fucking hilarious. I love that part.
Wait! They're onto us.
That's right.
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
What channel was that on again? Was it FX or something?
AMC.
Oh, that's right.
USA.
AMC.
AMC.
Hey, you know what Tiffany brought up the other day on a similar note but tangent? Remember USA Up All Night?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. It's where you got your softcore porn, right? Yeah. It was like, yeah. Oh god, it was like so funny. I don't know why she was talking about it. She's like USA Up All Night. I'm like, yeah. And then you get the double innuendo. It's like at the time you were like, oh, up. That means boners.
Didn't they have like the Swamp Thing on there too? And like,
yeah, they had a bunch of stuff, but it was funny.
I don't remember this. What was it? Like, it was like they showed
movies.
softcore porn.
Really?
Yeah, but it was on USA, so yeah. It was like as close as you, it was like they'd be like, oh, like she would be like having sex with like his stomach and stuff. So like, because they couldn't show anything like that, and she'd be like laying on him, it'd be like all like side boob and shit. It was close, but it was like it was very titillating.
Yeah, kids today don't know how easy they got it for porn. I mean, fucking A. Oh. I had like 4 pictures on my old Commodore.
Four
pictures like downloaded. And each download took like I had to use the phone overnight when I went to bed. I'm like, don't pick up the phone, I'm downloading something.
And that's when they had the internet, like first started.
It's BBS lines, basically.
But still. Oh, that's crazy.
They would kind of do like the in between things. I can't remember what the girl's name was, but she was like, "I'm the super bubbly blonde, like big breasted host who's all like, I'm gonna tell you about little things about this movie." But she would just be like, "I'm laying on a bed wearing a bikini for some reason," and you were just like,
"Good enough.
This is good enough. Right?
Shut the door. Nobody come in."
It wasn't Elvira, but it was like
right. But it was yeah.
The mistress yeah. of the concept.
Dark. Yeah,
same concept.
To be young again and just be like how you worked for that. You had to work. You couldn't just get like any of that stuff where you get scrambled porn. So you're like, what's that? Oh, that's a poop. And that's totally some fucking. I hear it.
I can hear it. You know what? Part of me has always thought I'm a very audio guy. You know, like I enjoy sound more than visual. And some part of me believes that growing up, that's the reason why. Because the only thing we could get is scrambled porn, so you just had to rely on the audio.
You could make it up in your mind.
Right, exactly. You're just like, this shit is awesome.
Make it up in your mind, but hearing it just was like, ah.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
And you had to, like, you'd have to turn it down just enough, and then turn it, and then you'd be like, wait. And you hear footsteps upstairs, you're like, oh, shit.
That reminds me of a story.
It's story time. We need intro music right
now. Some popcorn, hang on.
I was at a friend's house, and we were actually watching something that was totally innocent. It was a Laurel and Hardy show. It was back when you'd rent them at the stores, and you'd get them on VHS. And I don't know why we got this, but we did. And we were watching it, and at one point... So they had just, I think I might have told you guys this, but they had walked through the desert, Laurel and Hardy, and their feet were sore. And they finally got to the end of the desert and sat down and were going to start rubbing their feet, you know, because they were so tired. And, like, at that point, the video cut out, so it kind of turned into a, you know, scrapey thing, so reminiscent of the scrambled porn. And in the meantime, they're rubbing their feet going, oh, yeah, that feels so good. Oh, that feels good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, and I'm just sitting there, and, like, my buddy's dad was trying to, like, get it fixed. And I'm, like, kind of snickering a little bit. And I hit the point.
They're trying to play with the tracking, right?
He was trying, you did on the VCR to get it working. And all of a sudden, like, I just couldn't take it. I had enough like laughter juice inside where I just bust out like it's hardcore super loud juice. Laugh just laughing my ass off.
I like some of these keywords, Ryan.
laughter juice.
Laughter juice everywhere.
Bust out.
Right.
It's poetic shit. That's my art right there. But it was freaking hilarious. Oh, and they were slapping their feet too, so it was oh yeah. And I couldn't take it. I just laughed my ass off. I was rolling. I was literally rolling. You know, it was great. End story.
So you were LOLROFL?
Yes. First time ever that has happened in real life.
And that, children, was story time with Uncle Ryan. Now back to your regular scheduled Geeks Next Door.
I think it's weird that you're watching a Laurel and Hardy movie.
Yeah, that tidbit didn't go by us. Good try, though.
I was just trying to figure out how does this relate to Up All Night at all. When you know, I was thinking, we're in the middle of watching this, and then all of a sudden, like, somebody videotaped over it, and all of a sudden we had some porn going on or something. No, it wasn't that.
Oh, it was the audio. It seemed just like it. It was hilarious.
I'm sure it was Laurel and Hardy.
I'm sure. I could probably find the episode. And actually find the audio. And now I know how to play the audio. Oh, don't tell me.
Please, Adam, please.
Oh, come on. I'm looking. I can't find it.
No, no. That's not what I meant.
But, yeah. I guess, so that was a funny tangent. Good job.
Way to go.
What else? Did you see this giant awesome box set, Chris, for the Star Trek adventure role-playing game?
I did not.
It's a board cube, dude. It is fucking sweet.
So what this is this is that Star Trek Adventures RPG that's coming out. Pre-orders are on June 8th. And they're going to have everything from dice sets, character sets, the core rule book, and all that. So what they've done is they put together this limited edition Borg cube box set. And the box set is going to come with the core rules, three sets of dice. They have different dice sets for the different bridge crew colors. It'll also come with a box of 8 Star Trek Next Generation bridge crew, 8 Star Trek original bridge crew, some box of 8 Klingons, and a box of 8 Romulans miniatures. So those will be in there. And then the box to open up the board cube, when you pull it out, is actually your DM screen with all the rules. I checked the site. I didn't see a price for it.
Yeah, I don't see a price.
It's going to be handy. But, I mean, the book itself, the core rule book, is like any of the other core rule books for RPGs. It's going to be probably like $34. The boxes of miniatures are probably $15. So,
this is probably $200, I'm guessing.
That's just, I could see that. I could see $200. That seems.
I could see $199.99. So, but yeah, pre-orders. This is just it's a Star Trek RPG, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. This is that thing that I downloaded and talked about earlier, but we never really tried it because it's weird. It's a 2d20 system, like escalation die kind of thing mechanics. So
interesting. Okay, that'd be something that would be fun, maybe as a little bit of a change of things. I mean, once we go back to D&D, that is.
Right. Once I'm looking at the dice, the only thing I find weird about the dice is a 20 is a 20, but the symbol for the Federation is a 1. What is that saying about the Federation?
Yeah, maybe ones do something awesome.
Maybe.
Well, I think it's reverse. I'll have to go back and read the rules, but when you roll your 2d20s, you're adding them
together. So you want low?
So I think you want low because you want to be at or below your target score. But I could be wrong. I have to go back and reread the rules. They're sitting here. But it was hard to kind of figure out how it works. But this company, what is it, Modifius or Morph? Right. What is it?
Modifius, yes.
Modifius, yeah. They have other games that they do, such as there's a Conan, a Fallout, Mutant Chronicles. They made a movie about that, but they have a program all about that. So,
yes, 2d20 system is you roll, and the lower you get, the better. But then you can use other things about your character to generate momentum, which will mean you roll extra d20s and try and roll low. The more low rolls you have, the greater you can do things. So that's interesting. It'd be weird to try and learn where it's like rolling 20s feels so like amazing, and you're like, oh shit! It would be the complete opposite. Like Dave would roll 1,020s if you were playing this game.
Yeah, but true.
In D&D, you roll way more.
I always roll the worst. So,
huh. Well, that's interesting. Okay. So, Ryan, would this feel like modern to you?
I don't know. It might not, because it's got enough sort of stuff that doesn't follow the normal laws, or I guess it's futuristic enough where it doesn't, it's not well understood by us, you know what I mean? So,
right, yep.
But it might, it would certainly feel more modern than fantasy genre game. I would have to see how I feel about it, because I don't know. That would be more open than modern, for sure.
They have a Tasha Yar miniature.
That's awesome.
Is she getting eaten by black ooze?
She better.
No, she looks to be like doing kung fu.
Wow, that makes sense. That
she would do. Riker is kind of posing.
Looking to the left.
That's all he does.
Is he looking one direction? Because that'd be totally awesome.
Yeah, it's weird that there's no pre-sale price for this anywhere. I can't find it anywhere on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
I looked on Amazon. I couldn't find it either.
No, you have to. The pre-orders are through their website only.
Right. Huh.
So.
That's strange. I guess they just don't want people to know until it comes out. People don't bitch about it.
So next Thursday on the podcast, we can all talk about what the prices are. Go, what? Anyway, so I thought that was kind of cool.
That was neat. I haven't seen that.
Nice work, Adam, on finding that Laurel and Hardy thing.
You're welcome.
And he's slapping his foot, and it's like I closed my eyes for a split second. I'm like, holy crap, Ryan. I can see Ryan spitting his laughter juice everywhere.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, you found it? Good work.
too funny.
Ryan, well done on your story about, like, pretend gay porn. Oh man.
So transition.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies.
Yep.
So Wonder Woman of course opens up tomorrow or
Wonder
tonight
Woman.
Technically. And
everybody's waiting for you.
Many of us are going except for one. But did you know that next year we have 9 major comic book movies coming out?
That's so many.
That's like one every like month and a half, or month and 14, 10 days, so, or something.
Yep.
Here comes the rundown. You ready?
Yes.
February 16th, Black Panther.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll see that movie. I'm not super excited, but I'll see it.
Whoa. April 13th.
Well, hang on, Dave. Hey, we gotta discuss these as we go. You're super excited for Wakanda?
Fuck yeah, man! Wakanda,
Black Panther,
really?
Badass.
Yeah,
right,
badass.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Run around and I'm going to fight a guy with one arm or eye or whatever the fuck he is.
Like he got his arm chopped off. Cool.
So you have Michael B. Jordan.
That's Creed. That's Creed, Ryan.
Creed.
Wait, no, that's that. What's his name?
Adonis Creed?
Adonis Creed.
Adonis Creed, oh. The actor, I got you.
So yeah, obviously Chadwick Boseman's still gonna play Prince T'Challa. You got Lupita Nyong'o.
I don't know who these people are, man. You don't need to tell me these.
Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett.
Forest Whitaker, isn't he the guy that's like, oh, Martin you must Sheen. Take this star.
I mean, all they're missing is Morgan Freeman. You know
who I get Forrest Whitaker mixed up with? The other
Morgan
Cuba
Freeman.
Gooding Jr. For some reason, I get their roles
how
mixed up.
Is that possible?
Because
they're
one
not
is
even close. Like that's
not
like the
even
race. It's like
both black.
Like, you know, I get
bam,
mixed up.
Same thing.
Michael
Jordan and Charles
Michael
Parker.
Jordan and
LeBron James. Boom. Topical.
Michael Jordan has a very distinct look. Cuba Gooding Jr. looks exactly like Forrest Whitaker. Bam.
They
do not.
If you pull those up, they look totally different.
Hey, you pull it up. I already pulled it up. It's the same. Let's move on from fucking... Right.
Next
move
movie.
On. Yeah, what's the next movie?
April 13th, The New Mutants.
What's this?
So that is the next X-Men comic book movie that is all about teenage mutants. That is going to be a horror genre movie. They're going to take a horror aspect to it. This will have Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones in
it. Is it Fox?
Huh?
Who's making it, Fox?
Yes.
Ah, pass. Okay.
Yep.
I think...
this is going to flop.
Who's playing Leonardo, who's playing Raphael, and who's playing Donatello, and who's playing Michelangelo?
Yeah. Moving on.
No. I want to know people's thoughts on this. I think that's going to do, so far, the worst of all the movies coming out for comic book movies.
Probably.
Agreed.
That's just me thinking. Fuck this movie. Fuck it. Fox, fuck you too.
May 4th, Avengers Infinity War.
Well, that's going to do the best of all these
movies.
That's
Star Wars Day.
Okay.
Part one, right?
Part one. Yes. Yep. We don't even have a title for part two.
It's called Part Two.
Following Avengers is June 1st, Deadpool 2.
Okay.
I think it's going to be good.
I know. I'm not super about it, but you guys are, so that's cool. So I'll see it. I don't know. I think it worked great as a standalone, but I don't. Whatever. You don't want to listen to me.
I'm excited to see.
It's a shared universe, Chris.
Not really. This is mostly Fox. Sorry.
It's a Fox shared universe.
Fox can go fuck itself. It gets like.
I do agree. It's going to be. It could. It's got potential. The first one was good because the fact it stood alone, and the second one is not guaranteed to be good. I want to see it because it might be awesome, but it's not like it's. I give it an equal chance of being awesome as being average. Average is still good. I like average usually.
Right.
I would like to counter your argument, the greatest movie guy of all time.
This could possibly be the greatest movie of all time.
But it won't be.
I know. But it's fun to say that. It could be the greatest movie of all time.
Huh. Okay, so I'm not super looking forward to that movie, but I'll watch it.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to counter your argument there, Ryan, by saying Guardians of the Galaxy was a good standalone movie. Guardians 2, better than Guardians 1.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I don't know, Adam. I'm sorry.
I don't think it was as good as number one. It was up there, but not.
Oh, we can debate this. It's all personal opinion and stuff. But I don't know. I kept waiting for Guardians 2 to begin. I was like, when's this movie going to start?
All right.
The fifth movie of 2018. Is July 6th, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That would be fun.
Right.
The first one was a good standalone movie. But the second one, I'm not sure if it's going to be better.
It has a
50% chance of being better.
I like
average.
I totally agree.
If you ask me which character would you rather watch a movie about, the Ant-Man we saw from that movie or the Deadpool we saw from Deadpool, I'd rather watch an Ant-Man movie. I thought it was more fun of a character, I thought. I don't know why. It's just I think he's more human.
More developed.
And he was more fun. And I want to see that guy that's like, crazy with fire. So I told this guy, and this guy told this guy, and this guy.
See, I think that's what I can 100% agree with that. It's like, Ant-Man had a great cast of characters he surrounded himself with. Deadpool had Deadpool.
Yeah.
Well, and the girl, she was good too. But she was
his girlfriend.
Yeah, she wasn't there all the time. She was just his motivating factor, and she had some cool lines, and she was a fun character, but she wasn't there the whole time.
Well, and the Deadpool comics is more very central. Deadpool center of attention, right? Yeah. That's all he wants is attention.
Hey, does anybody remember that guy's character name?
Deadpool?
No. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
What was his fucking guy? I don't remember the actor's name. Remember the actor's name?
Michael Pena.
Okay, so Pena, apparently there's a fan theory out there that he can knock anybody out with one punch. He's actually a superhero as well. Because in the movie, he hits that one guy once, he knocks him out, and they tell that story in the penitentiary at the beginning about him knocking him out in one punch. So there's a fan theory out there that character can knock anybody out with one punch. So the end of, the end of Infinity Wars is just going to him walking up to Thanos going, "Hey, what'd you do to Ant-Man?" and punching him in the credits.
All right.
I think it'd be awesome.
Funny. That's pretty funny.
All right. So following Ant-Man and the Wasp is a little bit of a break until October, when right now is scheduled Venom.
Okay.
Really?
Sony. They gotta keep it.
Venom standalone. Okay. Yep. My favorite character, honestly, but whatever. And I don't... wait, are we going to get emo... If we get emo Super Spider-Man, I'm all in. I'm all in for evil Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's not. It's Eddie Brock.
No.
Playing Venom. It'd That's be fine. Specifically just Venom.
Okay.
Is he a lethal protector? And then, a month after that, is November 2nd, X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Dave, convince me that this movie's going to be good.
You can't.
I don't know if I can, man. Like, the Dark Phoenix saga is, like, one of, like, those holy revered stories and comic books. You know, it's like Chris Claremont, 80s, just making, doing an amazing story of, you got to see one, you know, Jean Grey descend into, like, effectively madness with her, as her power grew more, you know, further and further, you know. And it's just, I don't know how they can do it, because the Phoenix is, like, they had, like, the Shi'ar Empire and all the crazy, like, aliens and shit show up. Like, there's no way you could possibly do it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I just don't think it'll work.
And how does it factor? I mean, they tried to did something like this with the old X-Men movies, and it was confusing.
The Last,
like,
Stand.
Wait, yeah. What? She's a... Okay, and she's mad. And the only great thing was that fucking Wolverine kept getting closer and his skin blown off and coming back.
Right,
that,
yeah.
That was a good scene, but other than that, I was like... I interrupt real quick? I looked up Ant-Man Michael Pena. The first thing that comes up from March 21st, Michael Pena doesn't know if he's in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
What?
The second thing, March 22nd, Michael Pena says he is in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Right.
I was like, thanks, Internet. I appreciate that.
The eighth comic book movie coming out next year is, I know four of us are looking forward to Mera, but I know Adam specifically has it in for Aquaman, December 21st.
December 21st. That's right next to Star Wars time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm glad they jumped over fucking The Flash for Aquaman.
I don't think they're going to be doing The Flash, honestly.
Yeah.
They can't find anybody to do it. They should just do a 2-hour CW Flash for a movie and call it good.
So I didn't realize that Nicole Kidman is playing Queen Atlanta.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Or like Hotlanta.
Ryan, what's your thought on Aquaman?
It could be good or it could be average, about 50% chance. I actually don't, like, Aquaman doesn't get me super excited. I don't know why.
It doesn't me either, but Adam's got a boner, so.
I got boners for him.
I do like the actor, dude, but I liked him as Khal Drogo. He was right. Pretty awesome.
I just think it'll be unique, as in we live on a world where we're on the land and we're not in the water, underneath the water. So I think it would be a unique visuals, so I think that'll be interesting.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And sharks, controlling sharks and those eating people sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
He doesn't just control fish. He's got other powers.
No, that's his only power.
I know, but how badass is him controlling fucking fish and making them eat people?
I think it would be awesome if they have the movie, and then wherever they show sharks attack, they just go to, like, stock footage of sharks eating, like, meat. And and then they go back to the movie, then stock footage of sharks.
My favorite is from the cartoon. I think you saw, like, I don't know, visuals of Aquaman, and he's doing his telepathic thing with blah 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 blah, and there's a whale. Like, every time I look at it, I'm like, there's no fucking way a whale would be controlled by Aquaman.
Okay, Adam has gone off the deep end. He's he wants to know about Aquaman. He's done the Aquaman research for all of us. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it, man.
So the final comic book movie of next year. It's kind of cheating a little bit that for them to include it, but it is an untitled animated Spider-Man movie coming out December 21st, so the same day as Aquaman, that takes place and centers around the Miles Morales version of Spider-Man. Mm. So they're counting it as a superhero flick, which, you know, it is going to be a movie, but I don't even know if it'll go to theater or if it'll just be, you know, direct to DVD type release.
Wait, when's Homecoming?
This year.
This year, yep.
2 months.
Yep. Oh, we're still in this year, aren't we?
Or no, a month.
I forgot we're still in this year. Yeah. Hey, speaking of this year, there's that movie that comes out in December every year that's awesome. It's a Star Wars movie. And yes. So we're watching Force Awakens. My stepdad was over. He was sitting on the couch. It just happened to be on in the background. And he's like, "What's this movie?" And I'm like, "Star Wars." And he's like, "Who's that girl?" And I'm like, "That's an excellent question." That's Rey, but who is she? I don't know, that's a very good question. And <It is. laughs> he was like, "Well, it's obviously Luke's daughter." And I'm like, "I don't know about Luke's daughter." He's like, "Well, then it's obviously Han Solo's daughter." And I was like, So do you guys have any updated theories? Has anybody even put any time into this? Because I couldn't answer them very well, other than to say that doesn't make a lot of sense because he left her on the planet. And they left her on the planet. Why would they do that? And he's like, "Well, yeah, because he knew she's going to turn evil." It's like, it's too close to home with the Luke and Leia situation. So,
right.
So they're definitely keeping it tight-lipped if they actually know. What's funny was there was an article that came out last week in regards to the actual trilogy itself, saying that Disney/LucasArts, whatever, didn't actually have a map of where these three movies were going to go. They just wanted to have J.J. Abrams start it, and then it was kind of like, okay, turn over the key, now write the movie that you want to write. And now Rian Johnson did his part two, and now this the director of the third is kind of like just jumping off from that one and writing his story.
That doesn't make any sense.
I agree. So,
well,
it's whether they have a whole arc and whether we'll find out who they had in mind. I don't know.
I always found it weird that they had different directors doing the original, like A New Hope, Empire, Jedi.
But I think did they have the same writers or basically writing plot for all that stuff, or was it different?
Yeah, George Lucas.
The trilogy was Lucas and with that other guy that helped out Force Awakens.
You had a singular vision, just people directing differently, which is fine.
Which makes it tough now because there's no one direct vision or direct storyline.
Let me put it to you a different way. Who will you be disappointed to if it's like one of those or somebody else? Will anything disappoint you? If it's like, they made her just Luke's daughter, or they made her Han and Leia's daughter, will any of that disappoint you as too easy and just not enough creative juices, or will you be okay with it?
It will. Okay, so since I find a passion for this, I'm going to go. I will be very disappointed if it's Han and Leia's daughter, because her fighting Rey or Kylo Ren just would be, and wanting, like, if they kill off Kylo Ren with,
I still think they will,
her, well, if she kills him off.
I don't think they will. I think they'll redeem him like they did Vader. But regardless, go ahead.
That I think that would be a bad situation. That in general, I honestly can't see Luke having a daughter yet. So
if they did that, it could be okay, but they'd really have to do a good job of explaining themselves.
Yeah,
and if they did, then it might be like, oh, that's really cool. But if they just sort of like said, hey, guess what? You're my daughter. Thumbs up. High five. Let's do training.
They were like, let's say they were like, yeah, you're my daughter. I put you on this planet because I knew you had the potential for evil. I'll be kind of disappointed by that. I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
You need a pretty good story behind it to justify that. I agree.
Yeah, and that does it. Like you said, Ryan, I would need some really good explanation if it is in that way, because the way they did Force Awakens with Han and Leia. You know, you would think they would know that they had a daughter that could be out there.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's never brought up. Right. And then if it's Luke's daughter, well, you would think that given the time frame and the age that is close to Kylo, that they would maybe know each other.
Well, even if didn't, like, I mean, Leia would know probably, or somebody would know that. I don't know. There's just a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. If they went that route, I would have to have a pretty good, solid explanation to make sense, because it wouldn't make sense to me that it is.
Obi-Wan's granddaughter.
See, that was one of mine as well.
That would make sense to me.
Okay.
That's the only one that makes sense.
Well, no, there's a lot that makes sense, but what if it was just nobody? There's no relation whatsoever. Would you be okay with that as well?
If they had a cool way of, like, why she got put on that planet and stuff, like, why, you know, if all that stuff, like, yeah, because it doesn't have to, like, I mean, maybe we just want everyone to be connected because everyone's family. In all those movies, everyone's somehow connected and stuff like that.
Right.
You're like, oh, cool, this guy is this. And then you're like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, cool, that's his sister. And you're like, what? Right, and all that stuff. Like, everyone's related in that thing. It's just we get.
I could see her being like a child of the Emperor or something like that who was hidden, you know, stolen and hidden away.
A clone?
I just...
Not necessarily a clone.
If it's something like that, I don't understand... People in the way, way past did not understand child development, because if you don't want your child to be evil, don't abandon them on a planet. Like, raise them with good values and they won't be evil.
True.
Right. Because then it makes, like, her being Obi-Wan's, you know, granddaughter makes sense, because it's like, Obi-Wan and Anakin fought each other. Boom. Okay, cool. Obi-Wan and Anakin, or and Vader fought each other. Okay, cool. Now... grandchild of Vader fights grandchild of Obi-Wan. That just fits. It all fits together. It feels the most cohesive.
Right.
Is there any Obi-Wan grandchild kids that we know
with age?
No.
No. There's no grandchildren. Yeah.
There's no kids that we know of. Canon. But he did just go, I mean, he was just on that planet for what, 30, right. 20
he was a
years?
Hermit.
Just hanging about by himself. He could easily banged a few, you know, Gamorreans or something, and that was good.
Mandalorians.
She's like, I'm a pig man.
Gamorrean.
Yeah, Gamorrean.
Yeah, Gamorrean guards. Come on.
Yeah, I wonder if there could be any time kind of element here where someone, you know, like somehow it's also Darth Vader's child or Anakin's child. You know, some sort of, like, you need to have some stretching of time there, but I wouldn't be shocked by something like that.
Well, hang on. He died when Luke was, what, 22,
born.
25?
Yeah.
No, yep. That's when Vader died.
Anakin died when he was.
Jesus Christ, Adam! I hate you.
Yeah. Yes, Vader died when he threw the Emperor off there.
Which,
so
when he was like 25 or so. So.
Yep. And then Anakin died 10 minutes later.
If he had, like sired a child just before that, she would be 20 when he's 45. He looks much older than. No, that's about the timeline.
That actually works decently. Yeah, but like... it requires, like, Darth Vader to be boning at his...
At his leisure? Dude, did you not see it, like, he has a badass castle. Like, we know that from Rogue One. Yeah. Like, he probably has a badass castle. He still goes there every once in a while.
But go down to the Saturnian moon and bang a child out, then come up here and die with me. All
right. Right.
But yeah, that's why I said it seems like you'd need to have some sort of time thing in there, like somehow someone trapped in time. I wonder if clones could be involved in some way too. I don't know. There's a lot of interesting things. You know, like,
I agree. A lot of interesting things.
But again, we'll if see. That was Vader's child, then like, what the fuck? Why do you leave that child on a planet with that's to me gonna be the hardest obstacle for me to overcome is like, why do you leave a child with a stranger on a planet for no fucking reason.
Okay. Right, because even if you're bad people, you would want to raise that person to be bad by training them to be bad.
Or, yeah, and make sure they're safe instead of just in a junkyard somewhere.
Right.
So, anyways, we talked about this enough. Cool, there's a lot of movies coming out next year. I'm looking forward to the movie tomorrow in only a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, these fucking trailers ruin movies for me. I need to stop watching them. Like, the more I watch it, the more I'm like... All right.
Yeah, I've tried to stay away from the trailers for at least a month.
It's impossible. They're just everywhere. Because what was that movie I tried to stay away from the trailer for? And I was really successful until like a day before the movie. And I'm like, what's this? And they're like, fuck!
I don't know.
Star Wars?
It was a movie like Interstellar or something like that where I was really looking forward to it. And then, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I, you know, having not actually read any reviews, but have read, like, the byline of stuff, they are looking at is going to be the best rated and the best of the DC Universe movies, because those movies kind of get shit
since
on.
Since the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, they really shit on those movies, don't they? I'm going to enjoy an energy drink before the movie, so...
Uh-oh.
Because I'm not sure I could stay up otherwise.
Wait a minute, dude, like... Oh, man, You might have double trouble, dude.
No, that doesn't give me
double trouble. Your body will, like, just reject everything.
Only if I eat, like, fancy steak beforehand or something.
You know, that's right. You can only eat fancy steak and have energy drinks. Those are the only two things you can eat.
Then yes. Yeah.
They come together. Ryan, did you see this? There's like a Portugal soccer game, a finals, and one of the refs came down on a straight up like hoverboard, like flying through the sky and stuff. A ref, and he's like,
"Rah!" I want to watch. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
The referee did because he can.
Yeah, that's fucking amazing.
I also put a link in it. Yeah, do you see it? Yeah.
They go that high? I didn't know they went that high. What the fuck?
Yeah, they go super high.
This has got to be like a tricked out one or some shit, right? That's fucking amazing. No. The future is now.
Awesome. Right.
It's like it's basically it's like a quadcopter, but with a bunch more extra fans.
He just brings in the ball and he's like, "All right, see ya."
He can't get off.
He can't get off it because he's like mounted to it.
That was cool. Though.
But I thought that was pretty cool. Like you know, that they just did it. I don't know. There's no real reason why they did it except some guy probably was like, "Hey guys, I got this thing. You want to try it? Do I?"
Let's say. Do you think he's
amazing? Actually,
is he controlling it or someone else? Do you think?
Nope,
I think
maybe it looks like
you control it just
hand,
the same
right?
way as you. The lift is with your hand up and down, but then it's all leaning forward or leaning back like that Segway is. Where as long as you have your balance, you can lean a direction and it'll go in that direction.
So it's like those water jet board things
yep.
that they have. Right?
Very similar.
I so want one of those. That's pretty badass. It's super sweet.
It is pretty neat. I think before you get one of those, though, we should look into virtual reality machines, which I still think are pretty cool.
I don't
cool.
know. I think this has surpassed virtual reality. We need all hoverboards and just be like, woo, flying over houses and
it
shit.
It might be more like prohibitive in cost, I think.
Hey, we got, I'm about living my dreams. My dream now is to have us all fly around in a job. We'll run hoverboards. Over houses.
How can we make that happen? Let's start step one.
I think you got to stay under like 100... some feet.
That's still 100 feet.
I hope so. Holy shit, I'm not going up 100 feet. Fuck you.
Just saying. Somewhere in that.
All right, hit me with something else.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh,
did you watch that Baby Driver?
Second trailer?
No.
Second trailer?
I'm going to, you know what?
I'm trying to stay away from trailers.
I'm going to swear off trailers from now until infinity. Yep. Swear off
Infinity
trailers.
War.
Until the Infinity Wars. I'm going to swear off trailers.
Although I will say, I actually think Wonder Woman's gotten more interesting the more trailers I've seen.
I'm the complete opposite. Every time they keep putting that dude, I'm like, aren't you Captain Kirk? Get the fuck off the screen.
I don't like that dude either. But I like the scenes where she's like, where you see more of the Amazon like action. Those are cool.
That's true. I just have a feeling it's going to be very quick in the movie, right? Like first half Proud. Hour, and then you're done
right.
with them. So.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers wants
2 hours and 21 minutes.
I can hold my energy drink pee for that long. Ooh, right. I'm going to have nachos, too. That's going to be amazing.
Oh, dang.
2 hours of nachos.
Boy. Oh, what did I see that was actually pretty cool? Oh. In Melbourne, Australia, they have a giant warehouse. Like Adam wants to buy. It's like 2,000 meters by 2,000 meters. That is a fully and they put backpacks on you with VR. That the room is like you can wander around this whole entire place. There's doors mapped directly to the game, so you open a door in the game. It's like you're reaching out and touching a door and opening it.
That's amazing.
And and it's a zombie outbreak game where you're just running as a group of eight, just like, and they're coming for you, and you're like, you can take cover behind things that are actually in the environment, so you feel them when you take cover against it, that it's actually there. And your brain, it's like, it starts doing something, what did they call it? Like, it was unconscious something or other, where your brain just goes, oh, cool, like, everything is real, and it feels right.
That's pretty neat. Where is this?
That's awesome.
Melbourne, Australia.
This one says something about the U.S. What's up with that?
Maybe they're trying to build one?
Yeah, we should go to one. that'd be fun. Let's go and do that.
Business plan. Let's do it right here.
That is a Dave. I'm air high five. That's you found some good shit here. I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Zero latency. Over, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's about it's $88 for 45 minutes, but for that
that's
would be
fine.
Right. Just to, and they
that's
have
a really good price.
Yeah, they have a few games, but yeah, it's like one where there's a bunch of robots trying to kill you, and one's the zombie survival game, and it's like between 6 and 8 players.
Hmm. Okay, but, it says there's a smaller one opening in Australia or Orlando, so like a half the size, 2K, 2,000
square. Apparently we have to go to Orlando?
Man, I don't know. Orlando's tough, but there are a lot of cool things down there.
But,
If only we knew somebody.
Oh man, that could put us up and get us all fast passes and stuff. Oh man,
They have to own a house. No,
that's true.
Yeah, they have to own a house. Have extra rooms.
Well, dare to dream.
Right.
It's this picture of these two guys that look identical. Are they twins? You put two twins on here. I don't know who they are.
That's Bob. And Doug McKenzie. Right?
No. This is one of them's Cuba Gooding Jr. One of them. they're twins though. It's pretty awesome.
They're like totally opposite. Like,
are you fucking kidding me? They
like
are such good actors.
The
they're such good actors, Ryan. That they disappear and I just see their characters.
Oh man.
Oh, there's a clip for USA Up All Night. That's amazing.
Yeah, I...
Oh, my God.
Other than that, I am someone... Cosmos is finally coming out in... the old Carl Sagan book is finally coming out in audiobook form, and they got just, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson LeVar Burton and a bunch of other and some other people to read sections of the book.
You had me at LeVar Burton.
Oh, I know.
Aw. Alright, let's say on that note, NASA plans to launch a probe next year that touches the sun.
Yeah, I saw something about that. Tell me more. Did you read about it or you just heard about it?
I heard about it.
And did
you
put a link down here somewhere?
I put a link on it. It's got a picture of the solar system and the sun.
It just
has
words, but I'll look at it.
No, it does.
Oh, mine just says...
I read about that a little bit, too, and I don't think they're going to go all the way to the sun, because that would be tough, but they're going to get really close and get close enough where they can... They're trying to study how things work inside a star.
Yeah, touch the sun is in quotes.
Hey, Adam, did you read the article? Did you see how close it's going to get?
Yeah, I'm like far away.
Like 3.9 million miles away.
Hey,
well, that's enough to touch the sun.
Yeah, if you can touch
it
like
is it is the
corona
closest.
Or something.
I was just reading that.
But it reminded me of Sunshine when I saw that. You know, the movie Sunshine?
Yeah, fuck that movie. It was great until it turned into a horror movie.
They're referencing it to the 5-yard line on a football field. Like, that's how close it'll be.
Well, let's see.
In a galactic relative scale, I guess, sure. Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that's cool. I like when NASA announces shit and then they do it, and then you're like, oh, that happened. I remember when they announced that 8 years ago.
Yeah, they're moving
fast. They actually did it.
So, and I also heard the other day that apparently China launched and landed some sort of, like, rover on the moon in 2013.
And the pictures are cool.
I don't even know. I didn't hear about this until, like, recently. I think it was on Science Friday or something like that recently. Like, what? I don't recall this happening.
I think that I mean it wasn't that long ago, because we just got the pictures, so for whatever reason they just released the pictures.
Yeah,
China, and they take forever to release them.
They gotta make sure there's no conspiracy.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, this is a baby dragon. Delete that trailer. Okay.
Baby driver, come on.
All right. What else? Anything else in here that looks cool that you guys can tell me about?
Okay, so one last one. I don't want to go political, but I'm going political. The other day when Trump wrote out people or the Covfefe whatever quote.
He tweeted.
His tweet about Covfefe happened on, what, Tuesday or something like that? Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, that next day, Hillary...
Well, whatever, go ahead.
Okay, so Hillary Clinton had, like, a conversation, or, like, a speech where she was, like, doing whatever. And Trump, like, criticized her. Hillary Clinton replied to this criticism and that tweet, people in Covfefe houses should not throw Covfefe. Which I found extremely hilarious.
Did you guys see that fucking thing I put on Facebook? I laughed so fucking hard at that. It's so stupid. I know it's all over, but I only repost things that actually make me laugh, and I was laughing out loud at that was funny thing.
Yeah. How to make Covfefe.
It's a secret recipe how to make Covfefe.
What was it? Like, what? It was like one of those tasty recipe types?
I just posted. Yeah, I just posted on the blog.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm
the URL down there. Oh, Adam's online.
Really?
Tuesday's foods, one cup of milky. They're like making up words.
They just start throwing shit together.
It is pretty funny.
Or on large tortilla brandy.
I don't know, something about the way he mixes it.
Pound.
Just by the Costume Native Press, this tastes delicious fufu or whatever it is. That is pretty fucking funny.
Some people do good shit.
I mean, in some ways I think it was the Covfefe thing was not actually that big of a deal.
No, it's just funny.
I mean, he just clearly, like, fell asleep or something when he, you know what I mean, while he was typing some shit in the middle of the night.
The bigger deal is the fact that dude can't even admit it when he makes a mistake, right?
Oh,
that's his narcissism to extreme. It's fucking ridiculous.
The fact he just said, like, yeah, so enjoy figuring out what I meant with my very clever. Well, and then Sean Spicer has basically said, yeah.
Saying, like, dude, people in the know what that means.
Yeah.
And it's just like, really? You're going to fucking go back in your bush, dude.
Go hide in your bush from the news.
Why is the news so mean to me?
Oh. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Oh, man. And if you happen to watch it this weekend, LCS is back for the summer split, and starting it off will be the rematch, will be C9 versus TSM. And they have like a... They always have these like hype videos that get you pumped, man. And it's just like just Bjergsen like spinning, and he's just all like, and he's just thinking back to his like fucking his misclick that caused him to lose that last game, game 5, and he was like, they were making that huge comeback, and he's just like, then he just stares at the camera, and you're just like, all right, I'm pumped up again. I'm not playing, but it makes me feel like I am.
What is this from? This is like the trailers for the. I don't know this
coming split.
Oh, that's cool. I'll have to watch that.
Speaking of which, who Echo Fox, that's owned by Rick Fox, right?
Yep.
So Ryan, you may not know this, but Rick Fox was a basketball player and he owns Echo Fox, which is an esports team, right? They're not very good, but he was on, me and Amy watched this game show that Alec Baldwin hosts called, I don't know, whatever. But he was on there.
Match game.
And they said They never actually said League of Legends, which was annoying. He said, so you own an esports team? He's like, yes. That's what you do when your son wants to play esports but isn't good enough to play esports. So you just buy your own team. Which I thought was awesome.
That is pretty funny.
I don't know if he used his basketball money or his acting money.
Right. And the fact is, like, that spot is super valuable now.
Yeah.
Like, that 1 of 10 in, like, you know, the biggest game... Yeah, that's a valuable position to have. So, like, even if you wanted to, in another couple of years, sell that spot off to someone else.
Make a killing.
Speaking of League, did they have the fucking rosters up yet or not? Because I heard Turtle left and went to somewhere else.
Turtle is on FlyQuest now.
Yeah, he's on FlyQuest. So, what the fuck?
Right, and then... Doublelift is back on TSM.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if FlyQuest has, like, because they had an ADC, I didn't know who it was. I was like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I'm not sure who FlyQuest ABC was either.
Because now they'll have balls on top, they'll have high and mid, and Lemonation support, and then Turtle, ADC, and I did not know who they had for their jungle at the time. I, like, he was some guy I knew, but some guy, like, I wasn't. So, I just like FlyQuest, because it's like me and FlyQuest and C9, it's like mom and dad playing together.
I feel like I'm more worried on the other side for TSM. I think Double Lift's basically gotta kill it, or he's gonna come out looking bad. You know what I mean? Like, having kind of made a couple played pretty poorly at the end of when he last played, taking a break, came back, pushed out Turtle. He's got to do really good. You know what I mean? So I kind of worry. I worry for him personally, because I've seen him stream, so I feel like we're kind of bros. I worry he's gonna. It's gonna be hard. You know what I mean, though.
Yo, Brosif, what's up?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun times. I still my favorite team still is gonna be the TSM Retirement House. I support them immensely. I love the fact they moved to Texas. I'm thinking about taking a trip down to Texas just to visit them. So
I'll just show up. Do they allow visitors or like?
No, just show up at the door with a sign, Dyrus.
Regular house.
Marry me, like, Dyrus.
And like, I like those random videos where it's like, today I'm going to cook. Check this out. Oh, I don't know how to cook a pork chop.
That's good stuff. So do you guys remember, do you know who Everlast was? Who that guy is? Everlast?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Not Everclear. No. Everlast.
Oh.
Yeah. Everlast is the guy who's all like, you don't know what it's like to be in
The music guy?
Yeah, he was part of House of Pain back in the day, and he did a solo career and stuff.
I remember his one song that Dave just
sang. Yeah. He's got a new group called War Porn. One of I heard like two of their songs. Most of their songs are free off this album, the first album they came out with. It reminds me a lot of like the old rap, like the 90s rap, you know, instead of just, I don't know, the old shit, instead of just yelling at things and mumbling all the way through. So some of the stuff's really good. And it's been a long time since I could say that about new music. Like, usually, you know, you get caught, you're like, oh, I like my 90s music. That's all I need. Fuck you. But listen to some of that stuff from War Porn Industries and see if you like it. I mean, not now, but off air, because it really reminds me of that old kind of old man stuff that's awesome back from the 90s and stuff.
Yeah. The old man stuff.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's fucking old man people now. So
it's true.
All right. Anything else? Anybody got anything else to bring up before we kick this one out?
Just on the League of Legends thing again. Immortals and CLG basically just switched junglers. Xsmithie went to Immortals, and Dardoch went to CLG. They're just like, you guys want to trade? Alright, cool. It's just a handshake trade.
You know what would be cool? It'd be kind of cool if every year they did it with a draft. Like, they put all the professional players that were going to play into one big pool, and the teams had to draft them out. That'd be interesting to see.
So, it's a keeper league, though. So you get to keep one person.
I'm fine with that.
So you could be like, I ain't fucking trading Bjergsen. Nope. The rest, I'm like, you know, you can do.
Yep.
So you keep your Bjergsen, and then you buy everything, like, when you draft. That would be actually pretty fun.
I don't know. I think it'd be hard, because you kind of want to see teams stick together, too.
Certainly they don't. Like, that's my point. They don't. Every year they're changing and stuff. So, like, half the teams move over here, and then they go back to there, and they're so interchangeable now that I don't remember. I don't know who's on whose team anymore.
Ryan, remember, Shaq didn't get rich playing in Miami.
Orlando, but good try.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got rich playing in Miami.
He got rich college, playing in college. Yes. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
Sports!
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're done for the evening. I got some more stuff for the D&D Plotline movie trailer, but you guys were so good this evening. You filled up our time so well that I really appreciate that. We don't even got to do it. We'll do it later. So, everyone have a good night. GeeksNextDoor, ftw@gmail.com is our email address. GeeksNextDoor at Facebook is our Facebook page. If you know of a free ticket and a house down in Orlando and you want to bring us down there to do that thing, please send us an email. We'll go right ahead and do that. Until then, we'll see you guys later. Night.
Later.
Later. Later.